Hello, beautiful ladies. Welcome back to another episode of Five to Thrive. I'm your host, Valerie Hatcher. Our mission is to provide empowering tips for women over 50 to help us navigate this vibrant stage of life with grace, style, and a whole lot of fun. Each week, I bring you five practical and engaging tips on a specific topic. I hope you find them relevant and relatable, and we'll come back for more. Ready for today's episode? Then let's go. Well, hello, gorgeous. You know, I have a whole series planned for February, but there's been a topic that's really been on my mind this week, and I thought we're going to pivot a little. See, that's the beauty of doing this thing solo, because if I decide I want to do something different, or if I'm led to do something different, then I can. But lately, I've been thinking a lot about how age can sometimes feel like a limiting factor. So whether it's in the workplace, social circles, or even within our own communities, ageism can really rear its ugly head. I've also been thinking about how we, as individuals over 50, are perceived and how we perceive ourselves in this rapidly changing world. This topic impacts many of us as we get older, and the topic is ageism. Now, ageism refers to stereotypes, prejudice, and discrimination towards individuals based solely on their age. And yes, it's true that ageism often comes from how others view us, but sometimes it's also about how we act, how we react, or how we resist change. We can be our own barriers, can't we? So let's dive into this together. My goal with this episode is to provide some thoughts and strategies to help combat ageism, to stay engaged and continue thriving as we age. So I have five key insights to explore today that will help us navigate this complex terrain. So, how do we navigate this sometimes challenging landscape and continue to thrive, regardless of the number on our driver's license? So, let's unpack this together, shall we? Let's get started. Number one. I'd say lifelong learning is key. First, I want to emphasize the importance of continuous learning and adaptability. The world is constantly evolving and changing with new technologies and innovation, and so should we. It's crucial that we keep learning new skills and that we stay curious, regardless of our age. Lifelong learning is essential for staying relevant and adaptable, no matter your age. So this can involve taking online courses, attending workshops, reading industry publications, or simply engaging in stimulating conversations with people from different generations. Whatever helps you keep your mind engaged and sharp. Now, when we stop learning, we become stagnant. Number two is showcase your skills and your creativity. Now, don't underestimate the power you hold. Take initiative to showcase your skills and your experience. In the workplace, actively seek opportunities to contribute your ideas and your expertise. Volunteer for challenging projects or share your knowledge maybe through mentorship, but don't be afraid to self-promote your accomplishments. Collaborate effectively with younger team members and adapt to new systems. I think sometimes we get in our own way and we get frustrated because it seems like younger people on the team or younger people in the environment in which we're in, they're starting to move more to the forefront and get the limelight, and we step back. When we step back, because we want to step back. So we can't be mad at them for moving forward when we are the ones who have stepped back with the attitude. Remember, you have a unique perspective and valuable insight to offer. So maybe consider obtaining maybe like a certificate or some training in new work-related skills. Remember, our experience is our superpower. Number three, I'd say stay involved and adapt to change. So stay involved with organizations and communities that are important to you, even as younger leaders emerge. Change is inevitable, and sometimes it can feel overwhelming, but it's also an opportunity. And I think sometimes that's how we have to look at it, not as a negative, but as an opportunity to continue to grow and to continue to learn. So instead of resisting it, try to embrace it. Be open to new ideas and technologies and actively participate in changes happening around you, whether it's taking on a leadership role, volunteering in your community, or simply learning a new skill. Staying involved helps you adapt and remain relevant. It's important that we demonstrate our value and don't just assume that people should know. They should know how good I am. They should know all I've done. You have to show people sometimes. Remember, growth often comes from stepping outside of your comfort zone. Number four, defying stereotypes and making an impact. Now, let's really talk about defying stereotypes of aging. We've all heard them, right? So I'm going to go through a few common stereotypes. Number one, older people can't keep up with technology. Well, this stereotype says that older individuals are reluctant or unable to use modern technology. Or number two, resistant to change. Older people are resistant to change. So there's this belief that people over 50 are set in their ways and resistant to new ideas or methods. Now, that is sometimes true, but we can't generalize that for everybody over 50. Next is older people are less energetic or productive. So a common misconception is that aging equates to a decrease in energy or productivity. Or here's another. Older people are out of touch with current trends. The idea that older individuals can't understand or keep up with current trends, be it fashion, music, or pop culture, that's not true. And then lastly, older people have limited interest. Well, so that stereotype is that aging narrows a person's interest, especially toward more age-appropriate activities. So you know what? It's time to flip the script and defy these stereotypes of aging by maintaining an active, healthy lifestyle. Let's challenge the assumptions by staying energetic, engaged, and enthusiastic about life. Let's be the ones who redefine what it means to be over 50. So, what stereotypes do you want to break? Think about it. Now we have taking responsibility for your own growth to prevent being left behind. So our final insight for today is about taking responsibility for our own growth and our own development. We can't rely on others to provide opportunities. It's up to us to keep up with the times, to stay curious, and to stay engaged. Be proactive in finding ways to stay relevant. The world, or anyone in the world, doesn't owe us anything. We have to put in the effort. And again, we can't assume that people know what we're interested in, what we're good at, what we do, what we used to do. again, no one owes us anything. It's up to us to keep in the forefront of people's minds, but then to show that we're not saying it should be me, it should be me, it should be me, just because I've done it in the past. It should be me, it should be me, it should be me, because I have the skills necessary to do it. So set goals, challenge yourself, and don't be afraid to step outside of your comfort zone. Remember, you're in control of your own journey, regardless of your age. Ultimately, the power to thrive lies within you. And that's a wrap. Ageism is a complex issue. The key is embracing change while valuing the experience that we offer. Stay hungry for knowledge, up to date on the world, and open to evolving. Maintain a youthful spirit of curiosity and growth. So, what are you waiting for? With some concerted effort, we can combat ageism. Now, I hope that these tips provide a helpful starting point. Let's keep this conversation going. I'd love to hear your thoughts and stories on this topic. Reach out on social or email. But don't forget to tune in to our next episode, where we will be beginning our February series. As always, thanks for listening. Remember, age is an attitude. Let's continue to grow, learn, and redefine the narrative of aging together. Thank you so much for joining me for 5 to Thrive Tuesday. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. If you enjoyed the segment, please rate, review, and share it with a friend. Let's stay connected on Instagram, Facebook, and or Threads at I Am Valerie Hatcher, or email me at hello@agingwithgraceandstyle.com. Until next time, let's continue to age with grace, style, and a touch of sass.